Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And we're all back here and we're in the middle of December now. And we don't know really how this weather's going to turn out for this season.
We're not in charge of that.
It's anybody's guess.
Right. Exactly. And right before the show, we were talking about long-term forecasts and what this winter has in store for us. But before we get to that, we want to see that if the weather is a little too cool outside for you, just make sure that you visit the Master Gardener website at txmg.org/El Paso for all your gardening resources, and they'll be there for their archive. There's articles, there's fact sheets, everything that's been pulled together that's applicable to El Paso. So there's definitely a time to do some learning behind the computer screen if you don't want to go outside. And if you're also thinking of the year ahead, don't forget to register for the El Paso Community College Gardening in El Paso series taught by the El Paso Master Gardeners. And that class runs from January 20th to March 10th on Saturdays at the Valle Verde campus. So visit our website or epcc.edu for registration information.
Well, and thanks to technology, Denise, even though our help desk is currently closed at the Extension office, if you have questions that you need answered, go to the Ask Us tab on our website that you just mentioned, and a Master Gardener, type in your question. You can even upload pictures and so forth and so on, and a Master Gardener will answer those questions for you very quickly. So that resource is there.
Excellent. So we're here for you on that. So, John, I know that you're not in the business of forecasting the weather, but geez, what are we looking at here?
I don't know. I was just kind of looking through the weather forecast for the next, 4 to 6 weeks, and I don't see anything really severe coming our way, which follows along with what the long-term predictions were, that we were going to have a mild winter and probably a dry winter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, what I see on the future forecast look to fall along those lines. So we're not looking for, real cold weather. Hopefully, we'll get enough cold that things will shut down and kind of go dormant. But, some of the plants are kind of got a little more cold hardiness. May not go dormant on us. They may be blooming and keep their leaves all winter if we don't have a good, real hard cold snap come in. And so, but some of your tender stuff, you still want to, watch the weather and protect it when you can. There's a lot of different materials that can be put on plants. Some of the lightweight landscape fabrics and stuff can be put on over the plants. The thicker the fabric, the more, protection you have. Lightweight stuff, you may only have a few degrees, to where the thicker you might get, 8 to 10 degrees protection. So, if you keep them covered all the time, you keep them too warm. And then, if you uncover them and then we have a cold spell, they're going to be damaged even worse because you protected them too much. So you want to put your cover on during the cold, but take it off
after when it's not.
Starts to warm back up, but don't leave it on.
Well, one of my favorite things to use is old bed sheets, John.
Right.
And it still lets the light get in unless you've got a, maroon color or whatever. But still, and I think it's a real valid point that you make, that if it's warmed up during the day, then, just pull those things back a little bit and leave them around the pots or what. Your house might look like a tent city for a while,
right.
but it's worth it in the long run. And I think the other thing, I was checking myself for some of my favorite plants. And, if you're not sure how cold hardy they are, then go on the internet and it usually will tell you give you a temperature. And remember that we may have a prediction to get down to freezing, but a lot of it has to depends on how long those temperatures are down, and that makes a big difference. And we always reference the freeze of 2011, and the reason we lost so much is that the temperatures were down for like a 72-hour period.
Right.
But if it's down for an hour or two, it's not going to be as damaging as it is in the long run.
Right.
And could you expand on that, John, on folks, if plants that are not going completely dormant? We always say that it's nice. We need to have a good, nice freeze for a lot of reasons. But could you explain how that help that contributes to our garden health
right.
in the long run.
I mean, a lot of our plants, especially our fruiting plants and, you know, our flowering plants, need a certain amount of dormancy to, you know, trigger them into blooming for the upcoming season. And if they don't get that cold to give them, you know, chill, mm-hmm. a lot of times their bloom will be erratic. They may not bloom at all, or it may be small blooms, or they may be just erratic where you get a little bit of bloom and not the showcase that you're used to getting. So our plants do sometimes really, you know, need that cold forcing. You know, some of the milder climates, we were talking before the show, I got a friend that did a lot of rose care and type stuff in Phoenix. And Phoenix, you know, hardly ever freezes. And so they would have to go in and manually defoliate the rose bushes to make them go dormant. So they'd have to pull the leaves off of them to make them go dormant. So thank goodness we at least have enough cold weather to knock the leaves off the rose bushes. And then you prune them back and you'll get them all set for the next season. But
do they actually do that by hand, or do they yeah. spray a defoliant? No, oh, really?
By hand.
Oh,
really?
My goodness. Uh-huh. That's labor intensive.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because on roses, you know, your soft canes are still got living tissue, so you got to be careful about spraying stuff on it.
Surely.
You'll damage the soft canes and stuff too. So.
But, and that'll be coming up before too long, but don't get trigger happy about pruning those roses until
right.
after the first of the year, because
usually
it's
get
not
an idea
yet.
When they quit blooming, and you know right. you'll start to see a little die back on the ends and stuff. But we haven't been cold enough yet, so you have to. You know,
I see more new growth than old than dieback.
Yes.
So it's
and roses
been bizarre.
Are you know they're fairly cold hardy. You know, super, super cold climates where you're dropping below zero, that you have to protect the crown on them.
So, yes.
Because sometimes they'll freeze all the way to the ground, and then all you get is sucker sprouts coming out.
Well, and it's interesting when you think about roses. They're all over the world.
Right.
You know, everybody knows the rose bush. You know, you may not be particularly an aficionado of them, but still, roses are everywhere. So it's interesting what they're tough. They're tough little plants.
Yeah, a lot of people see Lady Banks roses, you know, in bloom, big spray of color and everything in the spring. They don't realize that is a rose. I mean, it
and they
doesn't
are
have
gorgeous.
All the thorns, you know, like a, you know, what you think of, and, mm-hmm. and the leaves look totally different. But it is a tough old plant. It's
right.
a good plant to use.
And when's the best time to prune those, John?
Those are after their bloom. So let them go ahead and go in and bloom, and then do your pruning after
right.
they bloom.
Because they get quite large. I know I have some in my home and at the El Paso, you know, at the Rose Garden. They're just absolutely gorgeous on the far east side of the garden. There's a huge wall of white Lady Banksias, and they're amazing.
There you go. Some of the older residences here in town, a lot of times you'll see Lady Banks being used. And, yeah, mm-hmm. when they're in bloom, they're just spectacular.
Right.
When they aren't bloom, you kind of forget they're even
they're
there.
Not doing much. They just fade yeah. into the background.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just green.
Right.
They are. That's the one downside to it, is that they don't bloom long enough. But once they do start to bloom, those blossoms last for a good 4 weeks. Usually at my house, that's what I've seen. And again, about the pruning, because I've been lax in doing my pruning of my roses this year, how far, because they typically bloom in April, if I have a lot of growth, can I still prune back right now? Or
You can do
and
some.
And I'll still get some blossom.
Right.
Especially with this warm as it's been.
If you do a heavy shearing on it, you'll take off some of the
right.
fruiting wood or budding, mm-hmm. you know, flowering wood. But, yeah, you can take off some of the rank growth and.
Okay, good. I'm glad to know that, because I need to get busy.
Yeah.
Would you come to my house, John?
Well, hopefully as soon as the leaves start to fall off the trees, that usually comes with, of course, temperature that we're looking at and some little fronts coming in to knock some of those leaves off as well. You're able to kind of see any of your permanent trees that are in your yard that may need some winter pruning. So it's always a good way to be able to see that with there's no leaves on the branches themselves. And we like to do that in late winter before enough to have enough cold set in before we start pruning away. Is that true?
That's true. And of course, we always want to try and teach people not to go wild with their pruning and, you know, whack trees back.
Oh, topping. Don't
topping,
top
right. Butchering, deheading, different names for it. But you're actually doing damage to the tree when you're doing that kind of pruning. So, you know, learn how to prune it correctly or get somebody hired that knows how to do it correctly. Use a certified arborist and not take it to chance. And any big trees, you want to be careful as a homeowner doing your own work. Very dangerous work. Tree work ranks as one of the most dangerous, workplace accidents of all the jobs. And I get a magazine monthly that talks about deaths and injuries for the month. And there's a lot of homeowner listings there where somebody ladder collapses, they cut a limb and the limb, you know, falls on top of somebody or hits the ladder, knocks them off the ladder, or falls and hits them and knocks them off the ladder. And so, and unfortunately, it's a lot of older men that are in their 60s and 70s up there trying to climb ladders and stuff, and it just should not be done. Get a professional in there.
I've witnessed that before in my own neighborhood, looking out my kitchen window a couple of years ago, and the backyard neighbor had a ladder on the roof propped up against a huge mulberry tree with a young man hanging out of it with a chainsaw attached to his belt. And no
accident,
belt attached to the tree.
Looking for a place
to happen.
Oh,
my goodness. I could not believe that anybody would do that. And so it is, you know. We're not invincible, so be very sensible about it.
There's a lot of YouTube videos of people doing very stupid stuff, pruning trees. So,
yes.
So don't make one of the YouTube videos.
Exactly.
it can be deadly.
And a good rule of thumb to follow on that is that if it's the limb is bigger than what you can get off a handsaw or your little loppers, then it's time to call a professional.
Right.
Exactly. So that's a good thing to be able to look at. And gosh, we're almost out of time for another show. Oh my goodness. But before we go, we want to make sure that we showcase our plant of the week.
Well, I was thinking that one of the, you know, it's kind of hard to find ornamentals that are great for this time of the year. And one of my favorites is the flowering kale. It comes in lots of different colors, white, green, rosettes, purple. Very, very pretty. It's more of a flat leaf where the kale that you eat is more ruffled. And it's in the same family, but it's really pretty. It's ornamental. You can tuck it in along those kind of bare areas in your yard so that you have that splash of color for the winter. So that's one that I would recommend right now is the flowering kale. And it's more readily available than some other plants. There's other things that are out there right now, but our nurseries are a little lacking in our ornamentals, and we all love that color. So
yeah, beautiful little plant.
It really is gorgeous.
And hopefully it stays cold enough so it doesn't bolt.
Right.
And set flowers and seeds.
Exactly.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to Good to Grow. We want to also thank Jorge Morales for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.